Pianist Jeffrey Siegel's keyboard conversations at the Scottsdale Center for the Arts have a quick turnaround this year. The series, now in somewhere close to its 40th season, usually begins in December. But in late September, Jeffrey dislocated the fourth finger of his right hand, and that meant no playing, doctor's orders. Siegel's Genius of Chopin was set back to early February, and his French musical feast is coming up quickly, Tuesday, February 28th. His hand is fine now, but...
Sterling, in 51 years of concertizing, I had never had to cancel a concert.
Now remind me, how many years now in Scottsdale?
We were talking about that. I think this is 39, and that next year will be the 40th.
I'm suddenly feeling very old, man.
You!
Well, I'd like to focus on, if you don't mind, the French musical feast. How'd you put this one together?
I had the great privilege of studying in Chicago in my formative years with Rudolf Ganz, who, you may remember, is the person to whom Ravel dedicated Scarbo from the Gaspard de Lomé. And he had a letter from Debussy in a frame in his office thanking him for playing his music with such stylistic insight. And he felt he could pass on what the composers themselves had found so remarkable about Ganz's playing. But what to play? You're absolutely right. I decided to play some of their best-known works, early works, like Clair de Lune of Debussy and the Pavane for the Dead Princess of Ravel, which are great concert favorites. But interestingly enough, for reasons I will explain at the keyboard conversation program, neither composer was particularly fond of these early works. So after Clair de Lune, Debussy writes the Pour le Piano Suite, of which the Prelude 1901 is very much a representation of what Debussy thought was his new harmonic chemistry and musical language. And after the Pavane for the Dead Princess, Ravel writes Jadot, The Fountain. So we will hear both these very well-known pieces, and then the works that the composers themselves felt was a major march forward, so to speak.
And there's a French piano school, but were they all really practitioners of it?
They're all different in a way. Debussy's music tends to be what we would say today more impressionistic. And Ravel's is more classic, really. Clearer outlines, clearer melodies. Ravel, interestingly enough, was not such a spectacular pianist, which makes it interesting that he could write with such keyboard virtuosity in mind.
After the Ravel, you're playing something by Erik Satie, which most folks will recognize was kind of the reactionary. Didn't like what was going on with Wagner and all that big stuff. What kind of pianist was he? I hear differing things, that he really wasn't very disciplined.
Yeah, there's an interesting story, and I hope it's true. Erik Satie wanted one of his works published and went to the publisher to play the piece for the publisher. Debussy went with him. Erik Satie played it so badly that the publisher was ready to reject the piece. And Debussy noticed this and said, may I play the piece for you? Debussy sat down and played the same piece, and the publisher decided to take it. So the performance does have something to do with the composition.
Gabriel Fauré, you say Fauré to me, and I immediately think of lush orchestral music and then his gift with the choral literature.
Yeah, I love the music of Fauré. It must have been very hard for him to be the exact contemporary of Debussy and Ravel. Fauré once said that he did not expect his music to excite the crowd. There's an intimacy, I believe, to his music. It's a more direct communication, more intimate, if you will, one-to-one. The particular impromptu I'm playing is a longtime favorite of mine. Wonderful melody, a bubbling accompaniment, but there are also moments in the piece where the harmonies darken and the music becomes much more melancholy and tender.
So you come full circle when you end. You go back to the Debussy, but this time the Joyous Isle, the Isle of Joy. What do you know about the inspiration for this piece?
It's a fascinating story. Debussy and woman left their spouses and ran off together, and they go to the Isle of Jersey, and there they give in to their love for one another. And it's while he's on this Isle of Joy that he writes the piece called The Isle of Joy. It is one of the most sensuous, one might even say sexy and orgasmic pieces of music ever written.
Hey, I finally did it. I got you to tip your hand. Now we can tell folks, if you haven't been to a keyboard conversation, that's kind of what you expect, only maybe even a little deeper and a lot more elaborate. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Siegel, I'm glad you're feeling better and coming back, and look forward to seeing you a little later this month.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Siegel's French Musical Feast performance is at the Scottsdale Center for the Arts, Tuesday, February 28th at 7:30 p.m. For more information and tickets, go to scottsdaleperformingarts.org. At the heart of the arts in the Valley of the Sun, I'm Sterling Biaf for KBOC.